suspect found. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Police discovering 72-year-old Hu Can Tran dead inside a white van in Torrance, California, Sunday. Tran was the suspect in Saturday's mass shooting at a dance studio in nearby Monterey Park, which took the lives of 10 people and wounded 10 others. The shooting occurred during Lunar New Year celebrations. California Sheriff Robert Luna discusses the investigation at a press conference at Monterey Park City Hall in Monterey Park, California.
Investigators conducted a search of the vehicle and determined the male inside the van was the mass shooting suspect. During the search, several pieces of evidence were found inside the van linking the suspect to both locations.
The police have not determined a motive. With Sunday marking the 50th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade ruling, Vice President Kamala Harris calling for the fight for abortion rights to continue.
Stand together in the fight to protect the freedom and liberty of all people, of all women everywhere. And here now, on this 50th anniversary, let us resolve to make history and secure this right.
The vice president at an event in Tallahassee, Florida. The Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade in June. Representatives from France and Germany meeting to discuss joining together in helping Ukraine against Russia's invasion.
In Paris, French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed German Chancellor Olaf Scholz at this meeting with hundreds of politicians who came together to discuss energy, economy issues, and mainly defense. Now, Germany has not signed off on sending Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine.
That's Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
While attempting an emergency landing on a roadway in suburban Houston Sunday, a single-engine plane hitting the top of a truck. No injuries were reported.
When a plane loses power, seconds count. So in his mind, the easiest thing to do was to set it down on the roadway.
Texas Department of Public Safety spokesman Richard Standifer. The plane caught fire when its wings scraped the roadway. Some states' Democratic lawmakers are trying to send a message regarding the January 6th Capitol attack. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
That message? Those who try to overthrow the government should not be allowed to run it. Connecticut, New York, and Virginia are among states where proposed bills would prohibit anyone convicted of participating in an insurrection from holding public office or a position of public trust like becoming a police officer. The bills all vary in scope, but their aim is similar. A bill in New York would bar anyone convicted of engaging in an insurrection or rebellion against the U.S. from holding civil office. That would cover serving as a judge or a state lawmaker.
The Avatar sequel dominating the box office for the sixth straight weekend.
Avatar, The Way of Water, with nearly 20 million in domestic ticket sales.
The Way of Water connects all things. Before your birth and after your death.
The Disney James Cameron film now surpassing $2 billion globally, the sixth movie ever to achieve that. Puss in Boots: The Last Wish moves up to number 2 at the weekend box office, selling $11.5 million worth of tickets in its fifth week in theaters. And Universal's creepy doll horror movie Megan is number 3 with $9.8 million in ticket sales.
That's Fox's Kathleen Maloney. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.